The views and opinions expressed on Geeks Under the Influence are that of the panelists and not of our sponsors, Amazon.com and TeePublic. Parental discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of GUI Nights.
GUI Nights.
Yeah, there's the sultry, sexy whiteness that we all love.
If there's one thing I can supply readily, it's my whiteness. Yes, I.
And that's what this country is lacking, more whiteness.
Yes, I have opinions.
Totally.
There's not enough going around. Wait,
you have opinions?
I have opinions
on the whiteness.
Anytime somebody references my whiteness, I will share an opinion.
Yeah, because
smooth peanut butter is better than crunchy peanut butter. There you go.
Hey,
Hobbit superpower.
I agree with that, though. So there we go. That's a start. Oh, see, we're on the way to common ground right there.
Cool.
See?
Yeah, that's the unity. That's the unity this world needs.
You're the Jesse Jackson of white guys.
Now, that's a t-shirt I should not ever make.
No, don't, dude. You want us to get canceled? Seriously, that would fucking happen.
Yeah, and you're going to get curb stomped, too, by like everybody.
We only have one go round in this life, so you might as well.
Yeah, you're not trying to get your ass beat. By
yeah, that's not helping.
That's gonna be a much shorter go round if I make this shirt. So,
fuck. All right, before we get too deep into this, apparently already shit show of an episode, we're gonna talk about who's on this episode. We have a first on Nights, actually.
Nights.
Right? Tommy, we got you two firsts on Nights before, have you?
I have never been on Nights before.
All right, so first on Nights, we've got Tandy.
What's up, everybody?
Finally breaking that official GUI cherry. Been on a couple of the other shows on the network, but finally got you on the main one.
The flag.
Spread me around.
Yeah.
Share me.
Hey, as you say yes, the legs just get wider.
That's how we treat our guests. If they're like, oh, this is great, we're like, cool, there's like 18 more podcasts we have that you need to be a guest on now, so keep going.
Oh, my old hips.
Yeah, pretty much.
And actually returning to GUI, but also first time on Nights, got a little Trey Vamon action going on.
What's up, buddy? Smoking jacket.
Yeah, you just look like Ben Stiller from Something About Mary with the little cum drip.
Oh, with my eye,
yeah. Sorry. I know the joke's already old, but I still get a giggle because that's literally what I see.
I always thought it just looked like the giant thing in Uhura's ear. You know,
Oh yeah.
Okay, fair.
That's
you want to go that route. That's
better
cool.
than cum, I guess.
I guess. Or just stop. Just never mind. I can't say what I really feel.
Don't look
so
over here.
I'm gonna be quiet.
Like, I mean, cum's cool too, but I guess that's cool.
I guess
that's okay. Yeah. And the man who thinks cum is cool too, the founder of GUI, we have Mike Hobbit Bickett here.
That's the next t-shirt I'm going to make is cum is cool. That's going to be available on our TeePublic site. Make sure to check that out.
Oh my God.
And then followed up with Cool Ranch Cum.
Cool Ranch Cum.
Hey, dip your wings in it.
No. I have stuff in my mouth, so stop.
You're welcome. I'm loving it. Oh, wait, I just fucked up franchises, didn't I? Like, because that's McDonald's.
That's
right?
McDonald's. Yeah, the gentleman that gets his franchises confused and is our fateful leader on this show, GUI Nights. We've got Lowdown Brown MacGyver.
What's up, everybody? I've stopped apologizing a long time ago. Just fucking deal with it. You hit play, you know what's up. If not, then fucking stop. I don't know what to tell you. That's where I'm at with it.
It's a shorter episode. Whatever. You have to deal with less of it, so just relax. Like, it's gonna be fine.
Exactly. So last time you heard from GUI crew, we were talking about season one of WandaVision and all the awesomeness that ensued from it, but also things that kind of came from it. were for the people that were really into the comics and understand the lore and the all the story that was built through that, that they've kind of picked around from to make the amazing series. There's also a lot of theories that come out of that of what they can do next. And we touched on that a little bit, but there, I mean, there are so many things that can happen in with now that Marvel is branched off into a series format to tie into their movies. Like, we thought that there was a never-ending format when it was just movies. But now the fact that it shows involved with the movies, I mean, Jesus, fuck me. Like, holy shit. That's like, really. Like, it's literally never-ending. There's been so many reboots throughout the years and so many different arcs that have started that might have only been a 10 or 11 comic book arc, like 10 or 11 issues. That's it. And they have been some of the best shit they've ever done. And they can pull from that. And for 10 or 11, you know, you look, that's roughly a year. That's a year worth of writing. And out of what, I mean, shit, we talk about Marvel. We're talking the what, when did the first Spider-Man come? 40, 48, 50. When did the first Spider-Man come out?
62?
Are you saying 62. 40?
Sorry.
Yeah, 62. No, that's Silver Age, baby.
Yeah, 62.
That's not even okay. Just Spider-Man. Fantastic Four was like your first Marvel.
That's what I'm thinking of. All right, yeah, I'm thinking of Spider-Man. I'm thinking of Fantastic Four as being
that. Yeah, that's
that,
the first family,
like 61?
Because Fantastic Four, didn't they used to have that? Because I remember the first Fantastic Four cartoon had that bullshit fucking robot thing running around. Remember
they had that? To add that in because they couldn't use Johnny.
Yeah. Yeah. Couldn't have a guy set himself on fire, even though he's a badass. Whatever. It's cool.
And that's what's funny is they talk about like kids are idiots now. Like they literally had to leave the guy that turns into fire off the cartoon so kids wouldn't set themselves on fucking fire. So,
but yet Lost in Space is running where it's just like, okay, hunky guy, you go out with my sexy daughter. Obvious pedophile, you take my son to a malfunctioning robot while I hang out with my wife.
Right?
Fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all good.
It's like it's evil Scooby-Doo.
Exactly.
Yeah, you get the dog. I'm going to go over here with Daphne. Yeah.
Y'all are doing drugs anyway.
It's whatever.
Brainy lesbian will handle it. We're fine. We'll get paid.
I think it actually, and this is my personal opinion, and we kind of touched on a little bit on the main episode, but with the coronavirus and everything, I honestly think that them releasing WandaVision now being on the back end of it, especially, it was way better for the series version of Marvel. Like I can just see how this totally ramped up the series version of everything they had going for comparatively to if they were, you know, releasing what they originally wanted to release with. And I mean, cause this just, I mean, there's so much they can build off of this and so much comic arcs that just lead so many different ways. I mean, we saw the Darkhold that can go into like four different, complete different mm-hmm. comics and, but things they want to bring in and so on and so forth. It's fucking crazy.
Well, I mean, they can do so much with it. And talking about moving into the shows is personally, it gave me something to look forward to every week. Which is nice, especially with, you know, everybody feeling down these days. But I think it's a good evolution for the franchise because it's a lot more immersion. It's, I mean, and people complain about the small episodes. You brought it up, you know, in the earlier episode. But think about it this way. You watched how many episodes was it? Nine?
Nine.
So watching like a 5.5-hour movie, especially once they're all out, then you can binge it. I mean, it's. You get more bang for your buck than going and seeing a 2-hour and 15-minute movie.
Exactly. I did bring that up. And 100%, like, from where the MCU is going with these characters, I now understand and know more about those two characters than I ever did going into prior to WandaVision. Of what the MCU had geared for them. Is where I'm at. Like, there's no question about where they're going with them now. You know, Vision's still dead. The original Vision. spoilers. A little later on that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, anyway.
If you listen to the first, why would you listen to Nights, not listen to the OG episode? Right. I mean, unless you just like there's spoilers. There's potential spoilers for WandaVision and the MCU series, as well as maybe some inappropriate talk about things we would do with Marvel characters. Anyway, whatever.
I mean, the show is called Gooey Knights. I think
Bruce Willis is the ghost.
Yeah, right. But I agree with you all that this was a really good way to kind of start off this this follow up. You know, this is kind of like starting over almost to a degree that, you know, the big arc, the Thanos arc, the Infinity Gauntlet arc, that's done. That's concluded, mm-hmm. and this is the beginning of something new. And it, by all accounts, it looks like with the multiverse being part of it, this is going to be, you know, the first arc with the Infinity Gauntlet. It got a little bit more fantastical as it went, but it was still relatively well grounded on Earth for the most part with some Guardians of the Galaxy stuff. They tried to make the names of the characters, their costumes, everything a little bit more grounded, I guess, mm-hmm. a little bit more realistic in their approach. Whereas now, I don't think that is the focus at all with WandaVision moving forward. They're getting weirder costumes. They're getting more fantastical storylines. They're getting bigger and weirder. And for WandaVision to start off that way with the conversation it was having, I think was perfect just to not surprise people when everything mm-hmm. gets real fucking wonky.
I think now that they've had 10 plus years, they've made a name for themselves. They own the box office. They're the biggest franchise in history. They've got literally everybody hooked on it. Now they can start getting funky. I mean, we've got What If coming. So, I mean, yes. What If is going to be
very excited.
Is that coming?
Oh my God. Yes. I mean, what's that?
Yeah, there's a trailer.
Is that coming?
Yeah. There's a trailer.
Oh yeah. No, it's the cartoon. So it's like an anthology. So it's just like the What If comic. So like one of them is Marvel Zombies. Hell yes.
Oh, can we get, can please connect? Can people love that so much that we get live action Marvel Zombies? Please.
It's Jesus actually, and it's Christ. Also going to be the last Chadwick Boseman appearance as Black Panther, because it's What If Black Panther was Star-Lord and he does the voice. So all the voices for the characters in the cartoon is actually their proper actor. So
it's
Soldier's in it, Sebastian Stan, if it's Cap, it's Chris Evans. I mean, they're sticking true to it, you know?
Oh, that's fucking rad.
So speaking of Boseman, there has been, I think actually, Tondi, I think you posted something on Twitter about Marvel looking for a Chadwick Boseman, Michael B. Jordan type. Was that what they were going for?
No, it wasn't Marvel, I don't think. I forget what studio it was, but yes, they were looking for it wasn't Chadwick Boseman, it was a Michael B. Jordan, John Boyega type.
Oh, okay.
Two completely, they're not the same actor, they're both handsome. And that's what they share in common. And some race.
That's what they that's what they meant by type, right? Was that they're handsome. Yes, that's what they were focusing on.
They share
on
that,
there.
And they don't share any particular body shape, size, look at all. Honestly.
No, there's one that maybe a producer
would be. What else
would
could they be talking about?
Have they had similar haircuts before? I don't.
These fucking jackasses. All right.
I'd like to hire someone with the acting styles of Kat Dennings and yet the personality of Dolly Parton. You know,
perfect. Yeah. Into it.
Oh, Dolly.
Those the choices we're making.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. That's where we're at, dude.
But I think
That's
with the multiverse, there is. there is a conversation about what to do with the Black Panther, and I think the best move would be to move it to his sister.
Yes,
that happens in the comics.
Shuri all day. Shuri.
Yeah, I'm mm-hmm. I'm super into that. They said they aren't going to replace Chitala, the character.
Mike, I've waited so long to do this because you always do it on air. It's T'Challa.
Oh
yes,
oh,
it is. Thank you, Tiny.
T'Challa. Yeah.
What do I say, Chitala?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. With the sh before the T.
I know it's T'Challa. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'm dumb.
It's fine. You admit your dumbness.
And
it's cool.
Tondi's eyes lit up like Christmas because like, I get to do it.
Dude, seriously, that was the biggest your eyes have been through both episodes. It was like, woo!
it was a. I was triggered.
Yeah.
Hobbit triggered me.
Yeah.
He triggered me hardcore.
Oh.
No, with Panther, it's. I mean, it's absolutely tragic that Boseman died. I mean, he crushed it.
It really
by all accounts,
dude.
He was like an amazing human being too. I didn't know much about him until he passed. But Panther, it was so good, and it's one of those movies that really irritated me because they killed off so many great characters, and like Andy Serkis killed it as Claw.
Oh yeah,
I would have loved him. Michael B. Jordan is sick good. he crushed it as Killmonger. And I think, I definitely think Shuri should get the mantle of Panther. I mean, she does in the comics. It's super cool. I thought she was amazing, but it's, I don't know. They could have done something cool with Killmonger in a come around kind of way. And Michael B. Jordan in, you know, a tragic setting, if this had played differently and he still died, that could have played very well, that Killmonger, you know, comes around as a good guy and takes
the man. Killmonger could have had a redemption. He could have had a redemption story. Killmonger could have had a redemption
Absolutely,
story.
He could have. He wasn't evil.
Yeah,
exactly.
I would love to see Okoye be the lead. I don't know how, she's not royalty, but she is.
Yeah, she's not
the
royalty.
Skilled fighter. So
that's not the first time I've heard that.
Yeah, she's so awesome. I would love to see her take the lead in that role. Shuri, you know, that ties in with continuity, so that's something that people are expecting. But the unexpected for somebody awesome, oh, yeah.
Well,
so would that be the break in, would that also be the break as far as moving forward in what they want to do with the Black Panther series, as well as how we are moving as a society where you break the whole, like, royal tie to only royalty can be this thing, and then it's based off merit, and she's a fucking badass. She's an amazing warrior, and she has her people's best interests at heart. And then,
she's
bam,
Avenger.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go. I mean, that would be an amazing thing for them to do if they want to fucking go that route and deal with the backlash. But the outcome will far surpass the backlash they'll get within the first 6 months of that shit. Honestly, like, that would be fucking awesome if you just say fuck the royal bloodline shit. The reason these Black Panthers really became the Black Panther were because of their heart and their motive operandi, as if you want to say. And that's why they are who they were, you know. I don't know.
I do want to throw one dark horse candidate in there that, you know, Martin Freeman's character.
Oh, stop.
I mean, I feel like he really, like, he learned some things in the first.
He flew that 3D fucking virtual reality plane very well.
I don't know.
I'm an ally.
I think this is worth the talk.
This is Wakanda. This is our home. They're like, it's not your home. Why are you here?
Us forever.
He brought me. He kind of flew me through the barrier thing, and then I'm like, oh wow, there's a whole city. Cool.
Did y'all hear what the cast and crew had nicknames for Andy Serkis and Martin Freeman? This is the best thing ever. Okay, so Andy Serkis was Gollum, right? Mm-hmm. And Martin Freeman was Bilbo.
Mm-hmm.
And predominantly cast and crew was African American, so they were collectively called our Tolkien white guys.
That's amazing.
Tolkien. Not
I remember
Tolkien,
that. That's cute.
Our Tolkien. Yeah. That's badass.
I'm sorry.
That's
fun. I thought that was clever.
That's fun as shit.
Pretty
that's
great.
That's fucking fun. That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there was one dude on the crew that was like, ooh, like, I got it.
Yeah, like the last day on set, he's like, oh, ooh, that's funny. Tolkien.
Oh, now get out.
Oh, but I think
opening up the multiverse too, there's a lot of options for Black Panther. There's a lot of options for, you know, Captain America, or who ends up taking the mantle there. Iron Man or Ironheart. That's going to be, was it Riri?
Riri Williams.
But also said Iron Lad, and I like that idea too. Like, that makes sense as well to have that as part of the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, like, you only saw that kid in Iron Man 3 and then not until fucking Endgame. That's
right.
How
and
much they want to throw that in there.
It was like, we know everybody at the funeral. Who the hell is that? So,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's a clever nod, but I think that's way too much of a deep cut considering.
Especially,
you know,
nobody liked Iron Man 3. That, like, as much as people bitch about Iron Man 2, there are a lot of people that really fucking did not like Iron Man 3.
There are a lot of people that love Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
That love it. There are a lot of people that love that movie.
I mean, okay.
I enjoy the shit out of Iron Man 3. I actually like 3 better than 2, personally.
No, I agree.
Not as much as the first one. I really love Iron Man.
Oh, yeah.
Out of all three. I'm just saying that there was a huge backlash after 3. A lot of people had a problem with, you know,
Mandarin, don't like how they handled the Mandarin stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
That's
okay. So, you just, you know, brought into my thing. All right. So, talking about, like, Iron Lad and the possibility, and them setting the stage way early, and then all of a sudden, oh my God, they started that 8 years ago with Mandarin. So we got Shang-Chi coming up, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And it's Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings, and that goes all the way back to Iron Man 1.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when he, you know, the terrorist that had him, you know, in the cave, was part of the 10 rings. Did you guys see the one shot that was on whatever Blu-ray? It was like a 15 minute add-on piece that wrapped the prison up. One. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So that was, I mean, so we've known for years that there is a real Mandarin and that he's coming. So again, they'll set the stage with something minor. So going to that one throwaway comment by the dude that I can't remember what his name was when he's like, you know, the 10 rings. And then roll all the way up to, by the time we get to Shang-Chi, we might be on like year 12 almost. I mean, jeez. So yeah, they put those little things in, maybe with the intention of revisiting it, or maybe it's just to a cool flavor piece, but it gives them that wiggle room.
Nah, yeah. One line. That's fair though. That's really all it takes.
Mm-hmm. That's Spiegel stock and trade. That's his thing. He's. I saw an interview the other day with an author who is writing a book about the ascendancy of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And she said that Feige's thing is he likes to fix things. That's what he's into. So if he sees a little piece of something that he can make into a great thing, that's his bag. And that's what makes him amazing.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, there's a reason he's the shot caller there and well-deserved. Yeah.
But also I feel like there is a certain level of forethought and planning as far as like leaving opportunity for new ideas to come into play. I think back to some of the early video game systems where there were little areas on the bottom of the console that you opened up and it had access points to build off of the original console system, because they were like, technology is moving so fast, we might have new ideas and we can add a thing to the Super Nintendo, you know, all these little areas with access points.
Sega CD. I mean, Sega CD, you could buy a version that added on to
but that's the thing, your
original Sega console.
They created something that could be used as a port later without any actual idea on what they were going to use that for. And I think that's what they're doing in the Marvel Universe is all those Easter eggs. They're like, oh, that's a call to Nightmare in the floorboards in WandaVision. That could be just a fun Easter egg that we never think of again and doesn't go anywhere. Or 10 years from now, it could be where they retcon and they remake a scene from WandaVision with Nightmare pulling the strings the whole time. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, they planned this the whole time. Nah, they just had enough Easter eggs. They were able to pick and choose which ones they retconned.
But that's the beauty of it, because no, you could totally, it's totally believable. Like, oh, they planned this whole time because that was there.
Yeah,
and it's beautiful. That is amazing. You're right.
Yeah, it feels great.
It's a complete smokescreen, but it feels amazing. It's a beautiful thing. You're like, oh.
Well, there's like tiny little things too. Like, you know, I'm like everybody else, you know, watching all the Marvel movies over and over, you start to notice like subtle stuff. Like, in Civil War, when they're all throwing or about to throw down on each other at the airport, and Panther comes up over the wall, and I can't remember, I'm paraphrasing, but Hawkeye introduced himself. He's like, "My name is Clint," and T'Challa, Mike. and T'Challa says, "I don't care." And then fast forward to the fight against Thanos and Endgame, T'Challa, like, puts emphasis on saying Clint's name in a, you know what, I do care. You're my brother. You're standing with me.
No,
so great.
That's true.
In one of the Ant-Man movies, Scott Lang is telling Wasp, and he's something or another about the Avengers or him being with the Avengers, and he says, you know, he's talking about Captain America, but he calls him Cap. And she just gives him that, like, really douchebag, where you're going to name drop.
Yeah, that was the second Ant-Man. Yeah.
And then in Endgame, when he does the Avengers Assemble thing, and he's barking out orders, Scott's right next to Wasp, and she's like, you know, we got you, Cap. And he just gives her that look like, oh, it's cool for you to say it. And it's a callback all the way to that. So, I mean, there's, like, subtle stuff.
So subtle, but you've got to really be actually watching the film. Which I do. Like, I've talked about this multiple times. Like, when I'm watching a film for the first time, I'm fucking watching it. And you've got to be there. The people that are mildly distracted are going to miss so much stuff. Like, if you're there for the fucking film, watch the fucking film.
Oh, I just wanted to say, because this is GUI Nights, Rusty Trombone. I just want to get that in there. Something in there so that we know what show we're on right now.
Yeah. Because we are actually not being as gross as we normally are. We're actually
we definitely get grosser, but I mean it's just there's so much content with just Marvel.
What's Marvel? So, we're all so excited easy. About Marvel content. Yeah, it's just like, okay, yeah, dicks, whatever, but like yeah. Seriously, let's talk about
there's a lot of dicks in Marvel. Yeah. No, what? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's gonna America's be next, ass. Yeah.
The next America's Disney ass. Plus show. Damn right, it's America's ass.
Yeah, the next Disney Plus show is Howard the Duck, but they actually have him have the real duck corkscrew penis. You know that, like,
dude.
Oh God.
Oh yeah. Is it gonna be like a Disney Plus X? And then we
yeah.
get like.
Yeah, it's just the plus, but it just turns sideways.
Yeah.
Like that's like 20 years in the future, like when Disney owns Logan. Everything.
Yeah, right.
Walt Disney's Pornhub.
Oh no!
I want to see who writes the story of. Have you seen the side by side of old Steve Rogers and Joe Biden? It's
horrible. So
I want to see horrible. If Marvel does the story no. or QAnon does the story first of how Steve Rogers worked his way from the Avengers into the White House unfairly. Oh. That's what I want to see.
Oh.
It's a toss-up, really.
I mean, on your left, it's all right there. I mean, come on.
On your left, it's all right. Shut up.
The liberals were warning us the whole time.
Yeah, right.
I knew it.
Jesus.
Stop it. Oh, God. All right. We're gonna end on that. That was...
Loverly.
Oh, man. Thanks, all
wait,
of you for staying.
QAnon, your left? Is that? Is that?
No, you're not going to have any luck finding a new episode title, Hobbit, because.
Oh, no, we should not name it that.
No, like, that's no, not. No.
Let's not.
The name of the episode is T'Challa Hobbit.
Okay, we're Rusty.
You got it. I'm just saying. I didn't know.
Rusty Trombone.
Oh, but anyway,
I think I didn't talk for like 5 minutes after that because I was like, okay, I'm on time.
You
out.
Should.
Cool. I'm gonna
put on your dunce cap.
I'm gonna take my licks. I'm gonna just kind of sit here, enjoy the conversation.
I came too hard with that, but I've been listening to it for episode after episode after episode. So
oh, I could tell it was built up like that. That'd been sitting.
You yeah. did light up when he said it. Like, oh, this so is getting past words.
But I never actually caught that. That's funny. Maybe it's just because I'm just waiting for you not to speak so other people can speak. Maybe that's what it is. I don't
that's
know.
True. Yeah.
He wore my primary.
Now I'm fucking with you, but that was a little harsh. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're
It is nights. You got to fuck with Hobbit a little bit. I'm just saying.
He we built an entire network around people fucking with me.
Like, that is very fucking true. That is very fucking
true. Where the money
true.
Is.
Yeah. It's,
yeah. But anyway, thanks all, everyone who stayed late, dealt with this. We talked about corkscrew cocks and mispronunciations of shit. And yeah, that's what nights is.
And remember to vote on my online poll for Martin Freeman as the next... T'Challa.
It's white there appropriation all day, baby. Come on.
God. Have you learned nothing, sir?
Look, even Black Widow said that she should be able to play any role, so, you know, it's fine.
So she should be T'Challa.
She should be T'Challa, yeah.
Oh, you almost did it again! You almost did it again!
You went Jesus T'Challa. Christ, man. You can say Mjolnir, but you can't say T'Challa.
Correct, yes.
That's my Mjolnir is like some of the whitest shit ever.
That is,
yeah. Only white people can pick up the hammer.
I mean, have you seen a black dude do it yet? Saying,
like only one of those has.
T'Challa has.
Now we don't even like when the black MCU. People pick up the shield. Come on.
Only one of those has y'all in it. Mjolnir. I mean, it's in the word. Like it's some white shit.
All right. That's it. Oh God. All right. Fuck. All right. That's it. We're done. We're spent. Ah, fuck. Good night. Go home.
GUI Nights.
GUIPodcast.com.
We'll be right back.
My name is Amy Bogard.
And I'm Mike the Hobbit.
And we are the hosts of Deeply Upsetting, where we use our expertise to answer your most upsetting hypothetical quandaries, such as what non-winged animal deserves wings?
And what body part deserves a secret mouth?
Which cryptid is the worst roommate?
These questions and more that plague you will be answered on Deeply Upsetting, available anywhere you get your podcasts and at GUIpodcast.com.
Coming straight from the mouths of madness, I'm Lowdown.
I'm F.U. Hunter.
Do you love horror?
We fucking do.
So this is a podcast dedicated to all things in cinematic horror. We're talking movies, television, composers, special effects artists. We're going to fucking cover it.
So if you love horror,
embrace the madness.
Hey guys, Scotty Big Daddy Preston here, that's right, the Geek Father, asking you to join me here every other week with friends and family of the GUI Network as we go through all the trials and tribulations of being a geeky parent. So remember, join us or cry.
In a world ravaged by movie studios that keep rehashing the same things, only one podcaster has the guts to make it even worse. Join Mike the Hobbit as he traverses the internet to bring you some of the best and worst ideas for reboots, remakes, and reimaginings of some of your favorite and least favorite TV and film properties. Ideas like a John Waters He-Man movie, Fantastic Four the musical, and Aliens done entirely with marionettes. What podcast would bring this evil upon the world? This is Smack My Pitch Up. Available anywhere you get your podcasts.